Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God from whom all blessings flow. The God that we have been talking about, and we will just take you in prayer and believe. The first thing I want to do is introduce myself to my audience. My name is Willie James Hunter. I'm known as an apostle in the body of Christ and a pastor. I already have letters going to the seminaries and learning everything I need to know. I have a doctor, I have a master's, and I want to give God the glory. But so much about the education. I'm getting down to the word. And I want to let you know tonight, you listen with me for the next few minutes. I have a word I want to give to you. Now, if you tune in with me, God bless you. If you haven't, God still bless you. Because I'm on God's mission and not man. And God has given me a work to do, and I will do it. And so tonight I want to just take you to the word. And we want to talk about a word called F-A-I-T-H, faith. The question that is raised by many, what is faith? Faith is a knowing substance that comes from an unknown God known. When we take our attitude and we try to unlock the word faith, it is invisible. You can't see it. You have to speak it and walk it. We find in the scripture there are many who have done this. We look in the Old Testament. We find people like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even Moses, and all those down the line. They walked and talked about the word of God. And in their walking and talking about the word of God, they became so entrenched in what God wanted them to do because they believed. And they said they were believing in a God they have not seen, but they believed in him. So I want to just take out and let you know this is a church by radio around the world. We're not afraid. We have a fight that's before us. We're going to fight back with the word of God. And I want to let you know, tonight, go with me to the book of Galatians. I want to talk about you, to you. You see, and I want to just make notice, Abraham staggered at God. He didn't stagger. He did not stagger or get all upset or get confused about God's promise that he made to him. And see, when Christians have to live this by faith and walk this by faith, when I take you to the book of Galatians 2:20, I'd like you to go with me. Go with me. I'm not even going to get in a rush unless I get happy. In Galatians 2:20, you find some words, and it's preached and taught to us. Galatians chapter 1, verses 4, says these words, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God, our Father, to whom be glory forever and amen. Here we see on the picture, even with the Abrahamic attitude, God sent his son to us. See, every Christian must live by faith. They which are faith are children of Abraham. See, when I go back to the book of Galatians, I want to point something out to you. Now, I'm gonna give this scripture to you because I'm going to put them together. Galatians 3 and 7 says these words. Galatians 3 and 7 says, therefore, knowing that only those who are the faith are the sons, this is the word, are the sons of Abraham. Well, if we're the sons of Abraham by faith, we are belonging to our true and living God. Now, help me come through with this here. See, one thing we have to, we are the children of Abraham by script, by birth. But here we are looking at the word. The Spirit of the living God bears witness that we are the children of God. Oh, hallelujah. So, The Spirit of the living God bears witness to us that we are the children of God. Now, go with me to Romans chapter 8, verses. Go with me to, in the New Testament, Romans, hallelujah, I'm getting heavy. Chapter 8, verse 16. Romans 8 and 16. Romans 8 and 16. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Mm-hmm. I'm saying this so you can sit with me. And see, one thing, you have a thing of reading that to me. I want to just take my time and let you see the word of the living God. Romans 8 chapter, and what I say, Romans 8, 16. Romans 8 and 16. In this, correction, and 16, the Spirit, here we go again, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are, here's again the book of Galatians, that we are the who? That we are who? The children of God. We are the children of God. And we be children and heirs of God, the Spirit, and joined with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, we also be glorified with him. So faith has a challenge. Faith takes us to another level. Faith takes us to arena. Faith takes us to where we can see what God is doing. He'll do it for us. When we stand firm in the faith, but we should not judge. We should be joyful, a joyful witness. Can I take a look further? Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and 4. I'm getting happy. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and 4. My God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and 24. And 1 and 24. And here are the words. Ah, Jesus. Not that we have dominion over, oh, glory to our faith, but we are fellow yokemen. We are fellow workers. For all your joy. For by faith you are standing. Beloved, tonight we talk about standing. The faith comes in and faith. I want to teach you tonight about how faith obtained, how faith obtained. Faith obtained movement. Faith obtained action. Faith obtained lookout. Faith obtained vision. Faith obtained everything we want from our God. Faith get it for us. When we stand in God, hallelujah, somebody, God the Father, hallelujah, God the Father makes it known to us. Faith obtains a good report. Faith has a good report in that. It's a good report. When you push up, when you walk in faith, you get a good report. You don't get a damnable report that the devil say, I told you if you do this, this happens. Jesus said, no, you're already healed. By the stripes that I bore on my back for you, you are healed. Faith give us a good report. Faith doesn't put us down. This is a faith has a good report. Listen, the right choices. Now, when you go to Daniel, I got to take it to the Old Testament, prove something to you. Go with me to the book of Daniel, chapter 1. My God Almighty, thank you, Father. Daniel, chapter 1. I'm getting happy, Lord. I love you. Daniel, chapter 1. Oh, my God Almighty. When you look at the olds, as I told you, those who walk by faith, they didn't have, when Daniel went through, he didn't know what we know. He didn't know what we're talking about, but he had faith to believe it. He was looking beyond the borders of mankind, looking beyond the eyes of mankind. He was looking unto Jesus, hallelujah, to a Savior, unto a God that no one ever knew. But here he goes, and he speaks these words to us. God, I love you. Ooh-wee. My God, everybody. Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Don't you love him? Don't you just love him?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, when you love him, you don't care what nobody say. You don't care how nobody say it. You don't care if your auntie, your uncle, and nephew, even your wife or husband, don't make you no different, because you're going to know what God has said in Jesus' name to you. Faith makes the choice. It gives a good report. I'm not regarding what men say about me. It's God's report through Jesus Christ. He says, I am well pleased, but you are my beloved son. He has claimed us. The Spirit has claimed us. He's children of God. We're children of God. We have the same right that Jesus has. The same right. We don't have to look down, look over, look back, look forward. We have to take what God has said. Now, if you're with me, go to the Daniel chapter 1. My God, chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delectables, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs, a man didn't have his parts, private parts, that he would offer not to defile himself. That man walked in faith. In that time, as Daniel walked in time, the three children, Nebuchadnezzar was a tough king. But here what God is saying to us, well, stay the course, Lord, yes. He's saying to us, he said, listen, if you see what, I'm giving you an example to follow in your life. Daniel walked this thing by faith. He stood before the great army. He stood before the great king. But he said, I'm not going to eat your foolish food. I'm not going to drink your wine. My God Almighty, how many of they can say that? I'm not going to go to the place that they go to the hookah. We used to call them out there honky-tonks. We're not going to go to the place where they play music all night. We're not going to the party room. We're not going to go to the dope house. We're not going to go and do what they did. We're going to stay on God's side in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My God. Now go with me also. I'm getting happy again. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Daniel 6 and 10. Go with me to Daniel 6 and 10. I want to just take my time. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm happy. Daniel 6 and 10. Daniel 6 and 10. It says these words. Now when Daniel knew the writing, my God, he went home, and in his supper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, and was his custom in the early days. See, it was a thing that Israel had propounded by God through the teaching of through the scripture. But here Daniel, he prayed three times a day. He prayed three times a day. But I heard one man before he went to glory, he said, but he prayed three times. But that's one man who prayed seven times. But that's one man who came and prayed all the time. It was Jesus Christ. Every day he was praying. That's what we got to do. We got to pray every day, every moment, every hour. We got to stay in tune. That's why we see that faith has a good return, a good report. Faith brings us. It doesn't shine. It doesn't bless us with a left arm or right arm. It blesses us with a blessing. Faith, listen to me, will make a good steward. Make us a good steward. Let's go back to the New Testament. Hallelujah. We go back to 1 Corinthians. Oh, I'm going back to the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 4 and 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 Corinthians. So I love you, Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 4 and 1. My. Let a man so consider us as servant. Not of the devil, not of the demon, not of damnness, but of Christ and stewards. Here's the big word, mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in the steward that one be found faithful. Good God Almighty. What a report that is.
Mm-hmm.
God is faithful. God the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, is going to bless us. He's going to show us how to get to where we're going. He's going to take us to the next level. He's going to show us. Here's what he's saying to us. And here's what he's saying. Hallelujah. Jesus. Because of your faith, you should be a good servant. These are my words. Because of your faith that you have out there, you should be a good servant. When you read James chapter 2, verse 17, If I keep telling scriptures for a reason, you can go to the scripture, make a note of them. You go to the book of James, go to the book of James, chapter 2. My God, time gets away. Ooh, Jesus. Go to James. Ah, yes, Lord. Hebrews. Oh, Jesus. I'm getting heavy. Chapter 1. James. Chapter 2. Chapter 2. And verse 17. And it says these words. Thus also. Now listen now. Thus also faith by itself. In it does not have works. Is dead. Oh my God. Now let me reread that so you can hear what it's saying. So you can hear what it's saying. In James 2:17. The 24, I take my time and read it again. Thus also by faith itself, it is do not have faith, is dead. But some will say, you have faith, and I have not works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith with my works. Good God Almighty. Woo! My God Almighty. See, sound like that's double talking on it. That's pinpointed. That's pinpointed. That's putting a mouth full. That's putting an arm full. That's putting a heart full. And if you just believe what God has said, you believe that there was one God, you do well. Even the demons. Listen, the demons. The demons. We ain't got to bow to them. Even the demons did what they believe and tremble. My God Almighty. They tremble at the very motion that he has. They tremble at the very presence of God. They tremble. And here we walk in God. And some of us today in America talking about we ain't got to do this. You're just a bunch of liars. You're just on the devil's side. Get on God's side. I'm going to let it go, Lord. I'm going to let it go like I promised. If you walk in faith and not by sight, you're going to see what God is doing to you. Because you're going to walk in the blindness of your own ambition. You're going to walk in God's attitude. You're going to say, God, here, stand up. Use me with my eyes open and my ears to what you're saying. God's going to lead us to another level. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. And verses 19 says, you believe that there is one God. Do you believe there's one people on it? Yes, I believe. Ooh, but do you want to know, oh foolish man, that faith, here it goes again, here to you. When the Apostle Paul and James, the servant of God, wrote these words, he walked with Jesus. He was a brother of Jesus Christ. He said these words, oh foolish man. If faith without works is what? It's dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Faith
Hallelujah.
Without works is dead. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Yes. Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Good. God Almighty. Can you see God in heaven? God the Father. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. My God Almighty. And when you take the scripture you learn in 24 and see 23 says, but the scripture was to fulfill with saying Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he is called a friend. I want to be a friend of God. Anybody want to be a friend of God?
Amen.
Anybody want to be a friend of God? We got to do what Abraham did. We got to do what Abraham did. It's in Jesus' name now. Don't go back to the old scripture, but it's in Jesus' name. I want to be a friend to God in the name of Jesus. Now, 24 says, you see then that a word is justified. A word. My God, am I. just by works and not by faith on. So we got to be justified by the word, and we got to have faith. It's got to be imputed. It's got to be imputed. Faith obtains. It yeah. justifies us. It gives us a fullness. It gives us a good report. Now let me read on to you and I'm finished up. As likewise was not Rahab a harlot in the Old Testament, was justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way. See, God took, as some people are arguing about it, Rahab was she a whore? We don't know. Was she a harlot? We don't know. But God used her to bring her back in. A woman used a woman. And because she said, because we have heard of this God you serve, good God Almighty, we have heard of this God you serve, we tremble at his very presence. Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And when they tremble, he said, no, don't go that way. Go this way. She pointed them the way, and she was good what she did. And God justified her by remembering what she did. And God's going to justify us by what we are doing. So don't let nobody fool you. And let me show you something else. Faith makes it possible for us to resist. Faith. Now, here we go. In our final step. Faith makes it possible for you and I to resist the very movements of satanic, Satan, Lucifer, the fallen angel, and overcome the world. Oh, Jesus. Faith helps us to please the Lord with our conversation. Go with me to Psalm 19. I love the Old Testament. Go to Psalm 19. My God Almighty. I know I got some out there listening. Psalm 19. Sometimes I get so far into it. Ah, Jesus. Psalm 19. 19 and 14. And when you got it, you're going to see it. Psalm 19 and 14. My God. I love you, Father. I love him. You've been so good. 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable for you in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Yes.
Can you see that? How faith, when the devil comes, the spirit of anarchy, when things are happening in America, when it looks like everybody going straight to this way or that way, but nobody wants to hear what God is saying. We got to sound the alarm. We're blowing the alarm. Mark 16 and 18 says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach and teach. We're doing it. Somebody says, all they want to do is get on Facebook. They want to get on Facebook and show how good they look. They want to show how much they know. Mark Nick. And Germany says, no good. And I wanted to say to those who are listening to us tonight, whether you come on the radio saying that, we love you. Whether you're around the world, we love you. Whether you're here in Houston, we love you. Whether you're in Hearns, we love you. Wherever you are, we love you. We want you to know, come on the other side. We're going to pray for you. Listen, faith makes doers. I love it. Don't you love it?
Yes.
My God. Faith. Faith makes doers of the word.
Yeah.
Read the book. Go to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verses 22. The first part. Oh, Jesus. And read it. Psalms, chapter 1, verse 2. Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's in James 1:22. But here we go. Faith makes us doers of the word. Let's go to the book of James. My mistake, the book of John, James, the brother of Jesus, and we're going to see what he's saying. See, the more you take the word and you digest it, you chew it, you chew on it, and they say, and the more you bring it up to take it back down, he said, oh, that's what, and you just sit there and just chew your cud. You're going to find out what God's word is saying. So in the book of James chapter 1, verse 19, so then, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Don't get all upset at somebody.
Amen.
Don't. Let our conversation. Faith make us a doer of the word and a hearer of the word. Listen to what it says here. And 22 says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. Some folks have got so much knowledge about God, they have deceived themselves.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. They have the, I know that I know that. No, I know what God, you don't know God if you don't know Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. But if you know Jesus, you know God. That's in the book of John, chapter 1. You'll find it. John, chapter 1. You'll find it. He said, if you don't know the Son, you don't know the Father. But if you know the Son, you know the Father. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Faith helps us to walk. Now, here's what I love. Faith helps me to walk humbly. Helps me to walk humbly before God.
Yes.
Resisting the enemy. First Peter, chapter 1. My God, I love you, Father. Chapter 5. Peter was a son of God also. He was a disciple. He walked with God. Can you imagine this man who had been called a rock? Peter, the rock? The rock? The man who walked on the water? When Jesus said, can you come? Let's see if your faith can operate. Lord, if it's you, let me come to you, Lord. He said, come on in. He stepped out on the water. All of a sudden, because he forgot to understand what he was saying to us in Psalm 119. He forgot James 1, and he forgot. See, if it pleased the word in our conversation, when we walk on there, he got all upset. He had the roaring, the snatching, and the crying. You came off, Peter. You ain't no good. Come on down. He began to seek the Lord, save me. We've all been in a place at one time or another. Save me, Lord.
Amen.
We've all been. I'm not going to put you down. I'm going to put you up. God, save me. I made a terrible mistake. Can you save me? God will save me. He'll save you.
Amen.
He'll bring us
peace.
Hallelujah. So in conclusion, when I read the word and look at it in the book, 1 Peter 5 and 6, good God, therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. And that's what we are pressing in for. Faith obtains. Humble us to be humble. Faith obtains a good report. Faith have us overcome. Faith moves. It causes us to do what? To resist. To resist. Casting all your cares. No, nobody love me. You know they don't love me. Oh, but God loves you in the name. Jesus loves you. He loves you, the Father. He said, I pray that their joy may be one as our joy.
Amen.
When you take the word and you study the word and pray on the word and believe on the word, God has a great work for us to do. And here's what he said. Be sober now. Don't go out there getting all drunk and smoking and joking and doing things you ain't got no business doing. Be sober. Have a clean mind. Be peaceful. Watch that thing around. Be called your adversary. Who is my adversary? My wife? No. Who is my adversary? My enemy? Your enemy is the devil who walks like a roaring lion, seeking. And know what he's seeking? He's seeking somebody. He's seeking who he might what devour. And that means devour, he wants to destroy you. And the Bible says the devil comes for one thing. He come for one thing, to seek, to kill, and destroy. That's what he's come to do. But we have the power. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, my words are just about up. And here's what I say. Greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. Faith has taught us tonight to obtain the promises. We overcome because he is in us. He's in us. He's by us. And he's walking through us. In James 4:4, we find these words. We take a step by faith, knowing that the Spirit is going to lead us not astray, but it's going to lead us perfect to the will of God. And you know what? My time is up on this. And I want to thank him. I know we got some out there tonight. We're going to have a pray and believe somebody out there that may be listening that needs a healing tonight, that needs the arm of God. And sister, while you're on the phone, you got something you want to say tonight? God bless you. Go ahead. Hello? Hello? Are you there? And you know one thing I've said to everybody, there's no God like our God. There is no God like our God. No matter what nobody say, he loves us so, he loves us so. You know, God loves us so until all we can say praise him.
Amen.
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 Amen. I know this much, I know. And the thing, we've been having such a great time in the Lord Jesus Christ until all we're going to say is, hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody but God.
Yes, Lord.
Nobody. Yes, Lord. Oh, praise you, Father. Nobody but God. Amen. Nobody but God. And see, God is the only one. He is the one. He brings us. He brings us in his presence.
Yes,
and because God has brought us into his presence, he loves us. He loves you and us so much. He loves us so much. He loves us so much. And here's one thing I want you to hear. Please hear this for just a minute. Can you hear with me this right quick? Oh, let's hear it. My God. My God. Can you hear? Let's see. My God, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Take me to the sea. Truth is I'm tired.
Somebody else that's tired? My God.
I'm trying to pray. But where are I'm all church.
All church stuff.
Yes.
My God.
Truth is I'm
my God.
No strength to cry.
My God.
No tears to cry. Even if I try. But still my
soul
refuses to die. What will change my life?
My God, sing it, sister.
To the King.
Woo!
Yes.
My God. My God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take me to the King. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hey!
We need a word!
Yes.
Yes. Think right now, Lord.
It's small. It's small. That's right.
Speak, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody but, listen to that. Nobody but God.
Nobody but God.
Nobody but God. Yes. In the name.
Woo. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Tonight, we just thank you. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
There is power.
Yes, it is.
In the name we just praise you.
Yes.
To break every chain.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Break every
hallelujah.
Chain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
There is power in the name.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Paul, my God.
Yes, Lord.
My God, my God.
Yes, it is. Hallelujah.
Where it is. Break everything.
Yes. Break them, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Break them.
Oh, hallelujah.
Bless us, Father. Mm-hmm. Bless somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear your word right now. Somebody.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Want to break hallelujah. Those chains. Want to break those chains. Want to break those chains. Yes. My God, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, son, we have over a sikiriande. My mama. Break everything. Yes.
Rising. Yes, the army rising up. Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, the anointing is flowing. Yes, it
Hallelujah.
Is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. An army rising up.
Yes. Rise up on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's all God. Break everything. Mm.
Yes,
everything.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Yes,
hey! Ho, ho, ho! Hey! Mama, mama, listen. Mama, 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 yada. Oh!
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. I hear them. Woo!
Yes, Lord.
Breaking the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Yes. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. You're so good. I just love you. And, Father, I just want to thank you for everything. I want to thank you, Father.
Yes,
oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
my God is awesome. My God is awesome. Oh, praise
yes.
you. Oh,
yes.
praise you. My God.
You.
My God is awesome.
While you're out
yes.
there,
thank you, Jesus.
Looking for Mr.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody, let's give God his worship.
Yes, Lord.
He's awesome. Come on, stand
yes.
on your feet, everybody. You know he's awesome.
Yes.
You're in all of his grace. You're in all
yes.
his goodness. You're in all
yes,
his
Lord.
Goodness.
My God is awesome.
You're...
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Yes, yes, Lord. My God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Come on, everybody, lift your hand.
My God.
As we look down from our feet.
Yes.
Come on, say,
this is
awesome.
Come on, say, this is awesome. Yes, woo!
Come on, say,
my God.
Woo!
Mm. Here's what I'm doing. My God. My. Yes, Lord. Yes. You got it, yeah. Oh, praise God.
Yes. He's awesome.
He can move mountains.
Yes, God. Yes. Hallelujah.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
And you know it's been good, say it.
My God. Woo.
Yes.
Hey. Whoa. Oh, yes. My God. What an awesome God. What an awesome God. My God is awesome.
Yes, he is. Oh. Yes, he is.
My God. Oh, Father, pick it up. Yes. God is so good. He is so good.
Yes, he
tonight.
Is. Yes, he is.
My God, tonight. And I want to thank him. I just want to thank him. I want to thank him. I want to praise him. I want to love him. I want to adore him. I want to magnify his name. I want to just say, no
yes,
God
Lord.
Like you. You're the only true God. You're the only true God. There's no God like you. And I love
yes,
you.
God.
I thank you for everything.
Yes,
I thank you for the rain that fall upon earth. I thank you
yes,
for everything.
Thank you,
I thank you for the sun that shines. I thank you for it. I thank you for it.
Yes,
I thank you for it.
Yes,
I thank you for the health that's given all of us. I thank you for the
yes,
healing given to the
God.
Believers. I thank you for everything you do. And the day is the day we just do what you said do. We walk this thing completely by faith and not by sight. We just want to say we love you. Want to say we adore you. Want to say we magnify your name. Want to say we thank you, because all the things deep down in our soul, we just say we love you deep, 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 deep down in our soul. You're an awesome God. You are an awesome God. You lift us up when we're down. You pick us up when we're short. You open our eyes when the enemy comes. You show us where we're going to go. Want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. Want to thank you for the blood of Jesus. Want to praise you for it. Hallelujah. Yes. Want to thank you for your word you gave to me. Want to thank you. Yes. We just believe you, Father. We made a step. We stepped out on faith.
Yes.
4 years, we made the same move. And on the first, we're making this step again, Father. We're making a step again. We're walking this into the faith arena, the supernatural. And we pray tonight that somebody don't hear us this time, but they will hear us the next time. Faith is now. Faith is available. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Hashandri Otara, Bambare Sokuri Andriha, Hiroma Satara, Deremoba Sandri Eko, Lafasi. I want to thank you, for you're an awesome God. You are an awesome God. You are a tremendous God. You are a God that knows from the beginning to the end. I want to thank you for Dr. Delores. I want to thank you for her faith in the avenue. We want to thank you, Father. And I want to meet us at the well. We're going to meet at the well. We're going to see you doing a great good work. And I said, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
And, Father, we just want to praise you tonight. I pray tonight that I've been blessed tonight. I don't know if nobody else has. I've been blessed tonight by your words revival in the inside of me, moving through me, around me, and by me. And I want to thank you for everything. Hallelujah. You're an awesome God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Your goodness is awesome. Full of power. Your word. Thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for somebody right now that's completing on their bodies, Father, the faith factor. We say thank you. Tonight we say God is love, and we praise you, and we adore you. We magnify your name.
Yes.
And Father, we just did what we said we were going to do. We thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You,
I love it. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, my God.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, he's an awesome, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father,
we thank you. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Leko ho sataha, leko ho sa. Dari bobo ho sata. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Hey,
oh ho 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 ho. Mama mama mama
mama.
Oh yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give you praise. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we praise you. We praise you to the utmost. We praise you to the utmost.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody somewhere. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for this night. Give us this opportunity. Beyond the live church tonight.
Yes.
We want to thank you. Thank you, Father. We want to thank you. Every praise goes to you.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Your words have so much power. Your words have a better understanding. You've shown us how to do it. We want to praise you. Oh, thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, ho. Hallelujah.
God has favored us. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you.
Thank you tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. I said, Lord, I love you, Father. You kept us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Give me the glory.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
now,
you,
think
Jesus.
About it. Oh, yeah. I got a story to tell.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because my enemies.
Yes.
Hello. My God.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Patient. Love is patient. Love is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. Where is genuine?
Genuine, yes, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Love
Lord.
You, Father. Love you, Father. God, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. All I've been through.
Yes,
yes.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Jesus. I know.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Oh, we thank you. We thank you.
For God's favor. God's favor.
Yes.
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 Woo.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My God. My God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Help.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
No.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you tonight, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Yes.
Praise you tonight, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Hallelujah.
No, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Chief. Yes, Lord.
Ma. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. Praise your name. Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my Lord, thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Nah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name.
Thank you. My God.
Yes, Father. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Say yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Come on,
Hallelujah.
My God. Yes.
Yes. Oh,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Come
oh, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God favor
you. Yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Mark Yandere Hasakara. Ba Yandara. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Praise you,
yes.
Love you, and adore you, magnify you. Thank you for
yes.
everything. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything tonight. Wondering why?
Yes.
No longer.
Yes, Lord.
Hello.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my God. My God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for us. And tonight we just want to praise your name. We want to just glorify your name. We want to just say thank you, Father, for you've done so much for us. And we just want to praise you tonight. And we just believe somebody that should have been online with us tonight. Somehow or another, Father, they didn't come. But we said thank you. We know that every time we start off with something new and fresh, we know it's going to come to a point where you're still a God. And there's no God like you. We're just going to love you, and we're going to please you. We're going to love you. We're going to adore you. We're going to magnify your name. We're going to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We said thank you. We just praise your name. We love you because all that you have done for us. And we just said thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I love you, Father. I adore you and I magnify your name. I know without you, I could do nothing. I know I can't do nothing without you. I can't do nothing without you, but with you I can do
all things.
And I praise you, and I love you, and I adore you, and I thank you for everything you have done for tonight.
Yes,
for speaking Monday, equal Sunday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory.
Yes.
We give it to you. Want to give it to you, Father. All belongs to you. My God, my God. It all belongs to you. It all belongs to you. Not ourselves. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. Thank you for it. I want to thank you for it. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you. Tonight, I just said thank you. You bless us tonight and you keep us. Tonight, we just said, we just give you the glory. And tonight, we just said, the Lord, put your clothes out in prayer tonight. Amen.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just love you, Father. We love you, Father, for what you're doing and what you're about to do in our lives, Father. Father, we praise you tonight, and we give you the glory, Father. We thank you, dear Lord God, for being so loving and so kind and so merciful to us. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for healing, dear Lord God. We thank you for blessing us, dear Lord God, abundantly, dear Lord God. We thank you, Father, for not putting more on us than we can bear, Father. Father, we give all glory and honor to your name, Father, for everything, Father, in this earth, Father. Father, we pray to you in season and out of season, Father. We thank you, Father, for healing us, dear Lord God, going before us, making the crooked places straight. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, dear Lord God, that teaches and guides us in all things, dear Lord God. Lord, we pray for each and every city, dear Lord God, that is suffering, Father, right now, dear Lord God, because they don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for more laborers, Father, in the name of Jesus, because the work is plentiful, Father. So we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, dear Lord God, thanking you for allowing us this great opportunity to be on the radio and when you send us out in the highways and byways, dear Lord God, with your precious word, dear Lord God. Thank you for allowing us, dear Lord God, to carry your word, dear Lord God, and distribute it according to your will and purpose, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we close out, but never leaving your presence, Father, we just want to glorify you and honor you, Father. In Jesus' name, dear Lord God, we give you all the glory, Father. Amen and amen.
And the Lord bless you and keep you. And remember, I love you, I love you, I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you until we come back on the line again.
Amen. God bless you and love you all too. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.